Not now, podcast. Are you ready? Ready? Not now. Podcast.
Sorry, still going. Got it.
Are you ready? Now, podcast. Are you ready? Ready? Not now. Podcast.
Welcome to Not Now Podcast, take two.
Take dos.
Dos echoes.
In the morning.
My ear is itchy.
I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. Have you heard that song?
No, but
it's a really sad song about alcoholism and Johnny Cash.
Isn't all of his songs like that?
It's on a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel at home. And there's nothing short of dying as half as lonesome as it sounds on a Sunday morning sidewalk. Doom, 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 doom. Sunday morning coming down.
I was still trying to harmonize with you while you were talking at that end point.
Oh, yeah.
But
he says that smelled the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken.
Oh, that's something fried I could go chicken for.
Yeah. Mm. Me too. That's what I'm making tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Fried boneless chicken thighs. And I enhance it to chicken thighs that are boneless because then you don't have to eat around the bone. You just have the boneless chicken thighs and they are fried. And there's more surface area.
You can eat to your heart's delight.
There's more surface area for the breading because they've been filleted.
Ooh.
They've been filleted.
I'm going to have to fillet myself out for that one. But
and mashed sweet potatoes. Sweet potato mash.
Oh, with the basil?
Yes, with the basil.
Ooh, of course.
And with sautéed green beans and zucchini.
All right. Well, we need to get to podcasting, so quit telling us about your decadencies.
Decadencies. It's fried chicken with sweet potato mash basil.
Decadencies, goddamn you. So, we are going to do either TV
connect
show...
Connect the dots.
Oh, connect the dots, or TV show pitches. And
one or the other.
One or the other.
Not both.
So we've
some double cast.
We've glossed over this in the intro. If you haven't listened to it, you should.
Intro, but warm up.
Warm up, intro, appetizer, all of those things encompassed into one beautiful segment that you can listen to and download at notnow.podient.co.
Listen to more of them, unless that's all you're listening to and not listening to the episodes, in which case you're mistaken. Also, listen to the intro. It's the first episode we ever released.
Listen to everything.
Okay, if I got to put this out there because somebody told me, somebody very special, close, and near and dear to my heart told me. We need to remind people every episode, this is all improv. Nothing is pre-planned except for the Christmas episode. If you listen to that, we divulge that in the end.
Yeah,
but everything is off the top.
And
we
the
have
only
two topics.
The only thing that was planned in that was the gifts.
And because that was the person giving the gift, what the gift was, and who was receiving it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That, part was confusing.
Yeah. And very hard to keep track of if you're just improvising it.
Yeah.
So, but every other thing, all of our other episodes are 100% improv. We choose two topics, eliminate one, and then we just go.
Go.
Yeah, exactly. And we have, I guess we discuss with you, everything you hear is our discussion about how we will approach it. But aside from that, everything is just right off the top. It's the cream of the crop, and you can't stop what's coming through your headphones.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
pause.
You think you're getting the whole body? You're just getting the nipples, baby.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. 90%
of people mean
90% of me is submerged.
Like an iceberg.
I'm like an ice burb, as in be right back.
I thought you were going to say I'm Eisenberg.
Eisenberg, I got the blue stuff, baby.
I'm dying of cancer and I'm selling methamphetamines.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Heisenberg.
I forgot that was his whole point.
Heisenberg.
That's the whole reason he was doing it. Not like the Hindenburg, but also somewhat like the Hindenburg.
Similar.
Yes.
Because fiery death. Oh, spoilers.
Anyways. Okay. Gunfire. So.
Gunfire.
Today.
Arriba.
Arriba. Andale. Oh. Oh, wait. This is a favorite line from shout out to main rapper Spose and. Oh, fuck. I can't remember his name.
Hindenburg.
No, his, like, his friend, who's the one who says this song.
I don't know.
God damn it. I'm going to butcher this. Just I'll credit line. Him in the things. He says, my career's hot like on delay. Your career is on delay.
Like on delay?
On delay.
Oh, on delay. I get it. Mandalay.
I've got the flame again.
Ling Ling, the panda, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyways,
yeah,
we're going between Connect the Dots, which we, if you listen to the warm-up, you know is very confusing.
Yeah.
And we already ironed it out somewhat.
Well, yeah, I'll iron it out a little bit for you. Conectos los datos.
Thank you, Kyle. And so we will also be flipping between the second topic, which is TV show pitches, which in Spanish would be...
los pichos de televisión.
Oh, thank you, Kyle. And in French, no. It would be
la piciosis de no
de lo de.
I still say de. I'm a terrible French speaker because I always default to my Spanish accent.
You just said television pitches.
A la televisión et les pichos et la combinaison et la façon
in a croissant. In a croissant.
In a croissant. Still in a croissant.
Just finish every sentence with in a croissant. Sorry, French people. I don't know French. I wish I took French.
Pardonnez-moi.
No, I do wish I took French because it's the language of love. And it does really sound like... Every time I hear French, I just wish I knew how to speak French. But I'm a stupid American. Like, you know how other countries learn English?
Oh,
I wish that America was like that. But I don't want to learn Spanish.
There's too much selection.
I want to be an English person with like, why don't you learn ancient Egyptian today? Because I'd like to know that.
the dead language?
Yes. I want to know it. I want to know now. Good the language of the pharaohs.
The pharaohs.
Pharaohs.
But, yeah. All right. So what kind of coin are we flipping today, Bran?
The coin that we're flipping today, we have several coins.
Oh, by the way, he's Bran. I'm Kyle.
Oh, yeah. That's Kyle. I'm Bran. And this coin has two sides.
Oh, that's unlike any coin I've heard of.
Exactly. So one side has a two.
A two?
With this will bring you way back. Get ready for this.
Oh,
it's a laid back, bring back, ready to rotate. The Isles of Britannia.
Oh, my God. Britannia?
Yes, which I think could be TV show pitches, because there's a lot of fabulous TV shows that come out of Britannia.
The UK, yeah.
Britannia.
The UK.
Britannia. And, okay. You know, that's just a great source of knowledge of television propaganda that can be spewed. Not just propaganda. They have sitcoms.
Humor.
They have humor. They have, I don't know what you call... What do you call it? Like, oh man, I can't even think of the word in what we have for it. Where it's like, oh, Antigo Montoya.
Drama?
My sister is also your brother. Or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Soap opera.
Soap opera.
Yes, thank you. They probably have soap operas too. I don't know.
Soap opera. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
For doing nothing. Appreciate it.
The next side, the other side.
Also the final
has like that that harp thing that is also found on Guinness cans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a harp, it's like a minuet.
Harpsichord?
No. Yeah, either way, it's like a little, it's a baby harp, and it's on the other side of the coin. Now this is important for two reasons. One, there are a bunch of stars outlining that symbol, which could represent connecting the dots of the stars. Also, you could be connecting the notes that can be played with this musical instrument as dots to make a song or a rhythmic overture or a concerto or any kind of rhythmic song.
Yeah, or a strumming
pattern. Strum. You could make a strum.
Yeah. While you're strumming.
I'm just strumming me bob here.
Strumming me Bob. Dun Bob. Bob Bob.
I thought you were gonna do Under Pressure right there.
John Bob. John Lennon.
John Lennon. Dun 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 dun. I don't know what he says there when he's like,
people living on the streets under pressure. Boom 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 boom. Boom boom boom.
Anyways,
I like Ice Ice Baby.
I don't like Ice Ice Baby.
I know, but it has the same thing.
Doom, doom, doom. Yeah, doom, Under Pressure is better.
Yeah.
Under Pressure. So what are we flipping between?
Down on me. We are flipping between.
Just kidding, I know.
Okay.
So, the connected leotard. Dogs. What is it? What the fuck is that leotard called? A mandolin? It's not a mandolin.
Oh, it could be a mandolin.
It's not a mandolin, though. It's like a tiny harp. The tiny harp is connected dots.
I want to say lute, but I know that's not it.
A flute?
No, it's not a flute. Yeah.
So the tiny harp is connected dots. Let's just call it a harp. The harp is connected dots. The harpies. And the Isles of Britannia is TV show pitches.
Because of all the wonderful television props.
And it's TV show pitches.
Well, are we just going to get right into it? Or oh, the satchel's coming out.
We're going to talk a little bit about, I think we should at least, what kind of, I love the satchel, about whether we're going to do like randomized ideas that we have for TV shows, because I know me and you have a lot, or if we're going to be pitching them to like a producer, whether or not they're TV show pitches.
Do you feel most comfortable starting with?
Well, I think, well, let me just break out of before we're like ready to go in those meaty
ones. I'm ready to go.
Because those are the meaty ones. I have this outcast, all right? So say we
have... The outlier.
Yeah. So say we have like a targeted audience, right?
Yeah.
And we're showing a premiere.
Children.
Yeah. And we're showing a premiere to them of this new TV show. Okay. And we were getting their feedback. So that's kind of like pitching it to a producer, but you're pitching it to a crowd, like an audience, to get feedback.
That's weird. I got to be a crowd?
Well, no, just one person who's really upset with it or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like the one outlier.
Okay.
Who's like,
so I'll come up with my critiques as different people of this crowd.
So do you want to start weak? You want to start strong? You want to do strong, weak, strong?
Do we have two strongs?
How is this going? I think strong one is our ideas for TV shows. Strong two is skits where we're pitching to a producer, and weak is us doing it in front of a crowd, because it's just one person. Let's trying start to out a whole TV show.
I like weak, strong, strong.
Okay, weak, strong, strong. All right, you start.
Okay. All right, so I'm targeting this towards dog lovers.
Okay.
Who are considering getting a different pet.
So dog lovers who are considering getting a different pet. We have a room full of people. Why don't you just show your little skit? It's very short. You're not doing a full episode. Oh, I'm
doing a whole skit?
No, well, it's, you know.
Thought it was like an idea.
You want to keep it concise, you know, because their attention is very short.
Okay. Well.
Not like super short. I'm just saying for the sake of the episode.
Yeah. Okay. Arnold, why are you up in that tree? Oh, you crazy chipmunk. Why don't you come down and play with Pepple? Pepple is my nice bunny. He's over here. Oh, Pepple, what have you got here? Is that another carrot? Oh, you know you got to watch your weight. Pepple, how many times have we had this conversation? Come on, Pepple. Pepple. Okay, that's it. All I got.
I thought you could have expanded a bit more with the interactions between Pebble and the chipmunk.
Pepple.
Maybe you could have enunciated it
better. There was a chipmunk in my skit?
Yes, in the tree.
I don't recall that.
I seem to recall a chipmunk.
Okay, there was something in a tree. I'll grant you that.
It unfortunately, it seems that your episode flopped.
Oh,
they thought it was funny that you threw the rabbit across the room.
I threw a carrot.
Oh, I thought it was the rabbit.
This is the problem. I even failed at that. I'm a failure.
All right, my turn. Oh,
okay.
So now you gotta.
All right. So this is. I got to set the scene?
Yeah.
I don't think you did that for me. Jesus Christ.
I said there's a group of people and they're ready for you.
There's a group of people and they're ready for you.
Wait, what is what am I doing?
So this is a group of nuns.
Wait, okay, am I doing a sitcom?
They are looking for something that is touching. Wink, wink. Group of nuns looking for something that is touching. Wink, wink. And
dear Lord, please help me today, for I stole a spoon full of broth from my lovely brother. Sister, please come now at this moment and tell me your sins. I stole a spoonful of broth from my brother, and I feel so guilty and sinful. Fear not, child, fear not, for the Lord giveth his grace upon all those who seek forgiveness. You are blessed for your seeking of forgiveness, and therefore you are righteous. Now be gone with you. We have many others to confess their sins. Priest, please forgive me. What is it, my child? I was between the chapel and the pews. Yes, my child, tell me your sins. It's all right. All are sin forgiven in the eyes of the Lord. Well, we were playing a game of craps, and I had bet 5 quid that he wouldn't roll. I don't know how craps works, but I got upset about it because I thought I won. I see. Gambling. Yes. Gambling with your soul, was it? No, no, father. I was not. I was just gambling because I thought it was fun. Fun, did you think it was? Is it fun for Lucifer to find your soul in eternal damnation? No, no. All is forgiven, my child. I don't know. Did I get it?
Where was the wink, wink? We're looking
for wink, wink. Yeah. All is forgiven. Wink, wink. Sorry.
Oh, I got it now. All right.
Now you get it.
The nuns are definitely going for that one.
Yeah.
It seemed
pretty real.
I
don't know how craps works.
I was expecting Attila the Nun.
I was looking for Arnold Schwarzenegger dressed in a nun's outfit.
Yeah.
As Attila the Nun.
Called the Mr. Act 2.
The Sister Act. Whoopi Goldberg.
He's called Muppy in this.
Muppy. Go to the cemetery with Muppy.
That hasn't even happened. All right.
I know.
Now what? Do you want to get into the Strongs?
Yeah, so let's get into...
almost 20 minutes in.
Jesus ideas Christ. We had for good TV shows. Like, our own ideas. Do you want to do that one?
Sure.
And then we'll do skits last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a good one lined up?
So, I had this idea for a TV show a little while back. And...
Don't mind me.
I thought it would be really good. I guess I didn't know what it would be broadcast as exactly, like what network. I didn't really think that out.
Oh, yeah.
It was mostly just somebody who's dressed like really fancy, right? Like they've got the kerchief and everything. Maybe it's a girl. I don't know. But either way, they're fancy. Like maybe they could have a gala dress. Anyways, they're going around to like rural town yard sales, like, you know, where they're selling like children's clothes and shit. And they just like... It's like an Antiques Roadshow, like, twist on yard sales.
Oh.
So, like, they'll find, like, a little Tykes dinosaur jumping jamboree or something and be like, oh, my God, this is a rare 34th production factory model of the... it sound like it's really expensive and then just leave. And then you're like, okay. You film the other people like trying to buy it, and they're like, no, it's worth way more than that. This lady was here. she said
that it was okay. Like... I like that idea, but I want to ramp it up.
Okay,
I want to call it Just My Size, and it's a bunch of people. You get people to try on clothing that is far too small for them.
Yeah,
and wear it out of the trying room.
I like it already.
Yeah. They got to wear it out. They got to, like, ask a store clerk, how do I look?
Wait, you get people or, like, you hire people?
Oh,
like
no. This is one of those, like, recruit people who are live.
Oh, but they're, like, willing to take part.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, definitely. That's what I meant. Like,
you're bribing them. You're like, I'll give you $50.
To wear this toddler size too.
Yeah.
Even though you're a grown man.
Yeah. Yeah. Try it on. Just my size.
Name like of the pants only make it out to your calves. That's fine.
Yeah. Like the socks only make it to your big toe.
The socks. You're wearing infant socks.
You try on the shoes.
Why do like, they even make socks for infants?
Like, either pick way. Out like toddler shoes and take them to one of those places where they fit it on your foot. I'd like to try these.
Just my size. I like that.
Yeah.
So what's the what else goes on during your show?
So
describe after they like walk out, like make it a scene. Sorry.
Okay.
A little more interesting. I cut you off. I'm sorry. You were getting there, and then I like cut you off. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. So listen, I got Brett to do this bit where he tries on a child large. Now, I don't know if you've met Brett, but you've seen him on camera, and he cannot fit a child large because he is a grown-ass man. And Brett is going to
try. He's built like the Rock.
Yeah, he is decked out like
Sancho Panza.
Like like Sancho Panza. And he knows no bounds. His neck muscles know no bounds.
His neck bustles way past his quadricep.
All right, so
his trapeze.
So he's going to try on these clothes and see how it goes.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm here.
Oh
man, this is so funny. Okay, I'm gonna listen. This does not fit in the slightest. Okay, I'm gonna put this on.
It was a shirt.
Okay, I've got my pinky and my ring fingers through the armholes. This is, man, if this stays intact, this is a miracle. I'm weighing out my options right now. My head is in the torso of the shirt.
If you can get your head through, you get an extra $50.
I'm thinking, I'm trying to decide between a final thrust. You know, like maybe it'll stay final. Intact. Like if I just push as hard as I can to get all my extremities through the holes, or if like a slow inching maneuver. I'm gonna go with the slow inching. I'm afraid that going too quick will just really rip everything to shreds. All right, here we go. Middle fingers. I got those. Okay. Pointer fingers. I'm just going to spread those out and try to fan out the armholes. Okay. Thumbs. There. Now I can get a three-dimensional stretching going on there. And this is taking too long.
Yeah! Oh!
I did it! It's a little tattered in places, but it is around my torso. I am sitting here wearing a toddler shirt that barely covers my nipples.
And you did it.
What did I win?
Congratulations, you won the grand prize of $48.
$48! I can go buy some more toddler shirts! Woo! That kind of turned into a skit.
Yeah.
So, another great idea I had for a TV show was taking, you know how, I mean, the first jobs. Think about first jobs.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid who is now becoming of age, where you can work legally and not just like for your uncle on the weekends bailing hay, because I did that.
Yeah.
That's not like an actual job. You show up at the butt crack of dawn, he passes you a beer, he says, have you ever thought about life? Next thing you know, you're laying down in the hay talking about the solar system and what have you. But, so, and emphasis on the butt. a real job where like you have tax returns and all that shit.
You have
tax returns. So I mean there's plenty of tats and all kinds of jobs everywhere. Yeah. You go, I mean, that's the great part about living in an American society.
Yeah, why not?
There's tats everywhere. Women are allowed to work, and I love that. Everybody contributes, you know? It's equalism. Yeah. At some rate, I mean, I wish it was more equal, but we're not going to get into that.
Pay.
We're not going to get into that, how much I wish it was equal, because I wish it was so equal as an equilateral. Anyways, what was I talking about?
You were talking about first jobs.
First jobs. So I want to take a kid who, not a kid, like a legal adult. No.
Put him on the strip club.
No, no. I was going to say some kid, like say he's 16, he's working his first job at like.
Wait, real quick. So you think you can dance for money?
For money. That's pretty good. That's a really good idea. Right now, I want to, let me just, okay, mine is not as good as that, but I'm going to say this right now. So you take a kid who's working like Pizza Hut, Arby's, KFC, whatever, fast food, right?
Right, greasy kid.
You grab him out of his greasy clothes, and I just want you to throw him into a high-functioning chef's kitchen and like a Michelin star restaurant. Like,
oh yeah.
Don't give him any training. Don't tell him what the menu is. Don't tell him anything. Don't tell him what julienne is. Don't tell him what mince means. Just throw him in there.
Just, yeah.
And it's a reality show about how he copes and eventually fails at becoming what he's supposed to be.
I like that idea, and I also like calling it thrusted.
I don't know if you could make a show about 16-year-olds.
No, nope.
Put in.
Probably not. But
called Thrusted. You just get a whole
episode. That's the gimmick. You just get a whole.
Oh, man. What was that show? It was Chris Hansen, To Catch a Predator.
Oh,
that
yeah.
show makes me laugh so hard. I mean, it's horrible. It is absolutely horrible. But yeah. The way he just addresses them when they walk through the door is like, dude, you are like as fire as fuck.
Ballsy.
Right now. Yeah, you're like. You're just giving it straight up, like, I don't know. It's so funny.
There's probably like 9 security guards and police people armed behind him.
I think the funniest thing is that he just says, why don't you sit down, take a seat, and they do. And it's like, man, you command the situation. Like, I would hate to be interrogated by Chris Hansen. They'd be like, hey, there's no more Reese's peanut butter cups in the candy jar. And I'd be like, I'm allergic to peanut butter. And he'd be like, sit down, why don't you take a seat?
Why don't you take a seat?
And I'd be like, okay. And be like, did you take the Reese's peanut butter cup? And I'd be like, I'm deathly allergic to peanut butter. Peanut butter cup in here earlier today. Did you take it? I took something out of there, but it wasn't a Reese's peanut
butter cup. I love Reese's peanut butter cups. Please, yes. God, I would kill somebody for a Reese's peanut butter cup. Is this what you posted online? Well, yeah, but I was just kidding.
Because I'm deathly allergic.
Definitely deathly allergic.
So you brought these condoms over for reason.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Why'd you
really,
bring this?
Really crossing this, topics there.
Why'd you bring this gallon of rum for Reese's peanut butter cups?
It's the only antiseptic known to man.
For ingestion. Gotta for kill ingestion. That peanut butter.
gotta kill the peanut
butter.
I was
gonna get wasted, eat a bunch of Reese's peanut butter cups,
and die on
no.
the floor.
Well, I'm not deathly allergic. That was a lie. There's always a lie. I'm semi allergic.
Where you catch me.
Yeah. What the truth is that I'm actually allergic to dairy. And there's chocolate in Reese's.
I'm actually allergic to rum.
Okay. TV show pitches.
I had one idea.
Yeah. Okay. You go again. And I'll do one.
Again?
Oh, wait. Oh, no. You're right. I did too. You go. Sorry. Don't look all disgusted. You go.
No.
No, you can't.
Let me be disgusted. Let me have my moment.
Okay, you have your moment.
Okay, I'm good.
This is called Kyle's Moment. It's a TV show idea where... You go.
Do you not have any shame? But anyway...
No, I don't.
So, this is an idea where you get 12 people with different faces. 12 people, different faces. Put them all in the same house.
Okay, you got 12.
Okay, you get them to get radically altered through plastic surgery to have the same face.
Do we eliminate 8 people? My toes are cramping.
No, 12. You still got 12 people, yeah. But now they all have the same face. And I call it facial. Nobody knows what each other is. They all
but they have different bodies.
It doesn't matter. They're all looking identifying through face.
So their vein?
No, the rest of their body is covered in a drop cloth.
I thought you were going to say a sumo suit.
Sumo suit, an inflatable one.
So that way you get rid of the sexual tension.
Yeah.
Because everybody hates when they're watching Survivor and they're like, oh, I have a phone.
Oh, they're all so skinny now.
Isn't that the worst part of Survivor where they're like, why don't we get into a relationship?
It's
like,
where you see where everybody's so fucking bony that they're like about to die?
They're not. What are you talking about?
A Survivor. They're all like about to, like on the verge of death.
You haven't seen behind the scenes of Survivor?
No.
They eat like prime rib on the side. Like they get gourmet food.
Do they?
Yeah, during breaks.
They're still pretty bony.
They're bony because they're casted bony.
They're casted bony.
That's a lie.
You look bony enough to be on Survivor.
Is anyone except for Rupert?
You have very good.
I mean, I wish Rupert won the original one
or the second one. I love
Rupert. Rupert was awesome. He didn't win the All Stars. He didn't win the regular one. God damn it! I love Rupert. Rupert, if you're listening to this, I love you.
Sail your pirate flag high, buddy. I could barely say that, but please do.
And his tie-dyed tank tops.
Yes,
so gorgeous.
Yeah, magnificent. Brought a burst of life to the show.
He did. So now we're going to do TV show pitches to producers.
Oh, God.
What, do we have time for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you want to start? You want me to start? You want to flip a coin?
Yeah, sure. Let's flip a coin.
You want top or bottom?
Bottom.
Okay. Bottom is the T.
The T? I don't know what that means. Oh.
I got that from what that gesture was. I literally just moved my hand to the side and flapped it, and he knew it was a tail.
Oh, I thought you were like wiping your ass. I was like wiping your ass with a head.
Oh, no, it is tails.
Sure. Oh. So I go first?
Yeah.
Hi. Yes, I was hoping to get a minute with you.
Scheduled time here. I think we have about 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Wow.
Yes. So why don't you tell us a little? Let me give you a little brief backstory, really quick. I promise it won't take much time. This isn't counting as your 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to let you know what we're looking for. We're looking for a new hit sitcom. We want something that is going to touch the middle-aged as well as the underaged. Okay, we want to bring them together. We don't really want to target people over 40. That's not our demographic, okay?
Yeah.
Here, we're looking for the kids who are staying up past bedtime to sneak and watch the show, and also the parents who were, you know, looking for some kind of comic relief.
Okay, so I understand.
Why don't you
I just want to introduce myself real quick.
Sure.
I'm Tom Klosny.
Tom Klosny.
And I think
write that down. Okay. Tom Klosny. One. Yes.
One. Number one.
First.
I was winking at the
first
camera.
One.
Is the camera over here?
No, just don't look at the cameras. Just do your pitch. There's no cameras.
I can't wink.
We're not recording this.
Okay.
That's why I have a personal recorder here.
Okay. All right. So I call this DJ Rupert.
DJ Rupert. Write that down.
Yeah. Okay. So in this scenario, Rupert is a pirate bear. And
I like it.
He
write that down. Pirate bear.
Pirate bear. Mm-hmm. And he is out to steal your booty bumping vibes, man. He wants to get the crowd thumping as well as get them dumping all their change so he can collect it for his booty bounty. He gets booty points for every episode. And as you vote on how bootylicious you think the vibes are.
We're done this contingency voting on Booty Bounty Bear.
Rupert.
Booty. He's a booty bounty bear.
Yeah, okay. A booty hunter.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
continue.
It's getting weird.
Very.
Yes.
So he... Not really sure. This sounds more like an app.
I guess it could be like... Like a fruit what, ninja?
Are there any you other gotta, characters other than this booty bounting bear?
Like, well, I mean, you also have the you have the Jazz Fox, and Jazz Fox comes in and he will try to get people to shake their arms rather than their booty, and nobody wants to shake their arms. They like, I mean, I guess every once in a while you want to throw one of those out.
Nobody shakes their arms.
Yeah. If you shake your arms, it takes away one of Booty Bear's bounties.
Oh.
And Booty Bear.
So this is a kid's show.
Isn't that your demographic?
Middle age.
To lower age. Yeah,
to young teen.
Young teen. Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. So scrap that idea.
Okay. Listen, rip everything out. Except for the booty bounce bear. I like that.
Okay.
Keep that.
So booty
bounce. Not you. You reinvent it. You okay. Keep booty bounce bear. It's for another project.
Okay. So I call this one booty bouncy bounce house.
Oh.
And it's.
There's something similar about that. Write down booty bouncy bounce house bear.
All right. So booty bouncy bounce house
uh-huh.
is a show about a middle-aged pirate whose only joy in life is to rent out his bounce houses that are also pirate themed. Ah. But the kicker is he's trying to find his significant other who is much younger than he is.
So how many seasons do you think you could get out of this?
At least 19.
19 seasons.
Yeah.
Of a bounce house rental pirate.
Middle-aged man.
That is trying to find his secret lover.
Who is much younger. Yes.
How much younger?
Significantly.
How significant? Like a legal significant?
No. We're not crossing any sort of boundaries.
I'm just trying to make sure. Hey, listen. In this business, you can't be too careful.
You got to be this tall to ride the bounce house.
Your that's what he lowered calls a it. Lot there.
Well, that's
it started here and then it kind of like lowered down.
That's because I was dropping it due to gravity and my my relaxation.
I mean, I hope you're not just doing anyone that enters the bounce house.
No,
kids love bounce houses.
Of course not.
Why would you're looking for? You have to be above this tall to ride the pirate. This tall to ride the bounce house. I think we need to turn this into some kind of sexual tension between the pirate. And the moms of the kids that are going to the bounce houses. And his internal endeavor, which turned out to be a search for the girl that he once loved, he finds within the mom of another lover.
He bounces and up against them.
So he finds the woman of his dreams that he once knew. But she is now remarried. She's moved on. And it is his job to snag her once again with his hook.
Oh,
and show her the true meaning of love.
See what you did there.
Now, I don't think this really suits itself to a TV series. I think this movie is more of like a Disney original, you know, movie. Like a one-off.
The parent fap.
Yes. Exactly. The parent fap. Where they make more babies.
I'm not proud of that.
I know. I'm not proud either. But we're taking it. All right. So that was your movie pitch.
Okay.
It was really good. I liked it.
Is it parent fap?
Yeah. Well, it was more before it was that.
It was more before it was boiled down to that.
That was your idea.
Oh, God. I love puns.
I love fapping to puns.
Sometimes I see, what? That was a chicken wing? And I just jerk off. Sorry, Mom. I know you're probably listening.
Sorry, everyone. How about?
I'm not sorry to everyone.
You jerk off to chicken wings?
No, it was...
What about boneless ones?
It's a joke.
Oh. Yeah, well, I know that. What
about boneless ones? How do you jerk off to those?
You gotta put the bone in.
Nothing in there.
Sorry.
Just flapping.
See, now I made it bad. I said you gotta put the bone in.
Now I made it bad.
See, we're both talking about jerking off to chicken wings now. Are you happy?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
They call it chinkaki.
Oh, chicken wings. No, but they are delicious. So, is it my turn to give a TV show pitch?
Yeah, do it up, man.
So, thank you for having me here. I just want to say, first off, I am very gracious for the opportunity.
Anyone would be.
I would just like to give you a TV show pitch that really suits and really fits well with what you've been putting out there as far as product. I don't know what channel I'm actually here for.
Well, I'll give you a hint that first I want you to take a deep breath.
Okay.
there you go. Now you're suited for it.
Okay.
So we do primarily family-friendly, and yet we also push the boundaries.
Okay.
We
boundaries are family-friendly.
Yeah, we are prime time, yet no time. I'm talking the 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. vibe. Can you pick that up?
I think I can. So, one of my pitches, I'm going to have to slightly adapt it.
Oh, my goodness. You have a list.
Well, my number one pitch.
Number one
pitch. I mean, you never go with your number two on the first pitch.
I got to hang on. I got to prepare myself. Okay.
So, I have to adapt it a little bit to fit the 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. slot. Because I wasn't expecting you to go strictly family friendly, but
no, this is also unfamily friendly. Wink, wink. Two different eyes. Double blink.
So there's an 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. slot that is family friendly.
Well, when the kiddos are in the shiddos,
then an 11 a.m. p.m.
Yes,
11 p.m. to 3 a.m. slot that is unfamily friendly. So yes. There's an 11 p.m.,
there's
11 a.m.
There's an original run, and then there's a dirty run, as we like to call it.
All runs are dirty.
Fair enough.
All the runs need a wiping.
Bueller.
So my idea here is for, it's called The Bear That Cares. And so for the family-friendly version, it is a lovely introspective into the world of a teddy bear, because I mean it's a bear that has, you know, no physical meaning in the real world other than a comforting friend, and this bear is allowed to be part of the family. You know how parents kind of like shun it off like it's nothing, but in this kid's world it is really interesting, and it's his best friend. And at some point, the parents start to realize that it is, and they start to treat it like such. And parents, viewing that at that, you know, time slot, can understand and cope with the fact that their kid is having an imaginary friend because it's an only child, and they're dealing with it. Then we get to the adult slot.
Ooh.
That bear is possessed.
Bear.
It is an evil bear. And so parents who are watching between the family-friendly station and the adult station are getting this, like, conflicting of series where they're looking at it from that perspective.
Fuck yeah.
But also realizing this bear is fucking possessed and going to kill their entire family.
If they don't obey it.
Yeah. And so during the kids section,
Baronet.
Everyone's happy, and it's weird, but happy. Like the kid doesn't realize that the bear bouncing the ball down the stairs isn't normal. And the kid's like, oh, Barrington, you're so great. I love you. And the parents are just looking at each other oddly, but not suspiciously to the kid.
Yeah, or suspiciously to the bear.
And then at night, the bear crawls into bed with the parents, and they're like, oh, Johnny, did you have another bad dream? And he goes, you didn't bounce the ball back, bitch. And, you know, they get a priest, and they try to, like, form an exorcism, but that's the double entendre of the series, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that would fit well.
It has that certain je ne sais quoi.
So what do you think?
I like it. I think that it needs... do you have a title?
It's called The Bear in the Floorboards. Because at some point during the series, like, you have to watch the series to get to the point where they actually stuff it.
I enjoy that.
But also, the double entendre on that is you stuff the bear in the floorboards, but a bear is also stuffed.
I like bear ass naked.
I don't think you can put that as a kid's TV show. I think bear in the floorboards would work well because the kid hides it there at nighttime when he's like, you're working with the kid's o'clock hour. You're working with the parents' o'clock hour. Like, it's cool for the kid because he's hiding his stuffed animal. But then it's scary for the parents because it's under the floorboards. It can access the whole house.
Grin and bear it.
Ooh, that is much better. I will take that one. Grin and bear it.
Grin and bear it. I enjoy that.
So you'll buy it.
How much are we talking?
No, I just want to get my idea out there.
You got it. Nothing it is.
Yep.
Thank you for your contribution.
But I do retain all of the copyright assets.
No.
Okay, well then you gotta sell to me for like $10,000.
$3.
$10,000.
$85.
$10,000.
$100.
$10,000.
$10,000.
Thank you. Listen, I got 100 of these. Penguin in the floorboards. Giraffe in the floorboards.
All in the floorboards. Giraffe and Barrett.
Giraffe and Barrett. Polar Barrett.
All right. Well,
that's
I think this is terrific. Oh, no, wait. We do have an endorsement for this.
Oh, we do.
Yes. And the person who is endorsing this episode is full of endorphins.
Who?
And endorphins.
Who? Who you? You better watch.
Endorphicary.
What?
Endorphicary.
Endorphicary.
And Endorphicary would like to remind you that your endocrine system is on the plus side, and that is because
you're positive.
You are positive.
HIV.
No. That's an autoimmune deficiency. Weird that it's a deficiency yet positive. Anyway. But
well, it's positive because you're positive for the immune deficiency. Like
Autoimmune. Either way, thank you so much for endorsing us, Dorsifin? I don't remember.
Dorsifin.
Dorkinen fin.
Oh, you know what we gotta make now? Now that we made ramen? Shark fin soup.
Oh, I think I just had a better idea.
What? Okay.
Well, thank you so much for listening to our latest episode of Not Now Podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you want to listen to us some more, we come out every Thursday with an appetizer and every Friday with an episode. So if you would like our episodes, you can leave us a rating review on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app.
Exactly. Yep. And you could also drop us a line at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook. We're on there. We're on a couple different sites and just trying to spread the not nowness.
Yeah. If you yell at somebody, not now, they'll say, hey, I know that place, notnow.podiant.co, P-O-D-I-A-N-T, and they will say it exactly like that.
And we're also doing a bake sale next Tuesday, so make sure you invite everybody.